Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy Mike J. The always be Tango. Heat up for the club. Yeah, we pop some bottles and throwing them dollars up. And VIP on heated. I'm sipping on the cone. I'm six ladies with me. Come party all night long. I feel my cone. I be on my grind, I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it, getting money ain't no stopping. And that's why I'm turned up like this. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. I'm a baller in my city and that's how I do it. First name money, last name maker. If she looking good, then you know I gotta take her. My money's so bold, your pocket's so timid. Yeah, I'm down, done, I done did it. All black shades with an all black fitted. Yeah, I'm making rain, I'm really gonna get it. Cold, 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 Antarctica. My shade, baby, yeah, I need a knife. I'm on my chrome man, I'm on my chrome man, I'm on my chrome man, I'm on my chrome man.
For the new listeners, I am an author. I have several books in publication, the latest being King and I. It's a sequel to King Me. Don't Be a Dumb Bitch, Full Circle, Love Changes, Girls in the Hood, Part 4. And you could also visit me on my blog by AyanaEllis.com.
Okay, that King and I, that's a new book that just came out, right? Is that out?
Yes, that just came out about 3 weeks ago.
Okay,
available
y'all
on Amazon
on...
and Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Nobles, Amazon, eBay, or the local Muslim man down the corner on Fulton and Flatbush. You got them right there, baby. $5 a wop, $5 a wop, or $10 a wop. Check them out, check them out. Today's show, we're going to have a two-part show today. It's going to be a two-part show or a two-topic show. Part one would be how long should a sexual session last? How long should it last? And part two would be should a man look at you differently, ladies, if you walk around with the whole bag. I know some of y'all never heard of a whole bag before, but I'm going to give you the definition of a whole bag. It consists of extra undies, condoms, lubes, toys, toothpaste, deodorant, linens, sprays, whatever the hell you need to spend the night out one night. Am I correct, Lola? I mean, Yaya?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, you are. there's lots of things that could be in hold back, but, you know, we'll touch on that when it's about that time.
Okay. So let's get to this part one here. How long should a session last? I'm just, well, me, myself, I'm going to base it on how good your partner is. You know what I'm saying? If your partner's good, then it should last real long. But you're only as good as your partner. You know what I'm saying? If the partner's whack, then the sex is going to be whack. You know what I'm saying? And basically, that's what it is. Am I correct? Yeah.
I agree 1,000%.
Okay.
Feel
but
like...
what if y'all both are doing the damn thing? Is there a time limit on how long it should last?
No, not at all. I feel like, you know, why stop? Is there limits? Like, we get in trouble? Like, you just keep going until you can't.
Oh, so you say there's no ending. So what's the beginning?
What do you mean, what's the beginning?
What should be a problem? You know what I'm saying? Like 5 minutes, what should be a problem? You got the end. You said there's no ending. You know, keep on going. What's the beginning? When should there be a damn problem? So you be like, you know what, homie? Just get your fucking ass up. Take your shit down the block. Keep it moving.
I mean, the problem comes in when, I mean, you just know when you're rolling with somebody and, you know, you start drying up or the rhythm just ain't flowing and you just know, like, it's like, don't even try to even get it back cracking. Like, we will try this some other time. You know,
finish what you're going to say, baby.
No, I'm just going to say, you know, when it's over, it's over. You know, there's really no set time. You just know when it's about time to hang it up for that particular session, you know?
Okay, but a lot of women don't give you that second go round. Why is that? You know what I'm saying? What if there is no second? The nigga might want to get his shit off now just to prove a point. You'd be like, you know what? Let's just wrap this up. Da, da, da. I'll holler at you later. You know, 9 out of 10, y'all ain't going to holler later. You know what I'm saying?
Well, whack is whack. So you're not going to get a second chance if you're just straight whack. But as far as, you know, having a session and, you know, maybe it's going great and anything could happen, you know. Maybe the dude's phone might be ringing too much or her phone might be ringing. Anything could turn you off. I know I get turned off very easily.
Okay.
So it could just be any little thing to kind of just throw it off track. You know, once it gets off track, it's kind of like, all right, it was cool. We could sit here and watch TV and talk or whatever, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to diss the person, you know, it wasn't good. You just know that limit when you're with that person, when it's time to keep going and when it's time to stop.
Okay, hold on 1 second. We got the big homie on the phone right now. Big homie, come on in, big homie.
Big Dallas, what's good, baby?
What's up, baby?
How you feeling?
What's up? I'm doing good, baby. I'm doing good. What's going on, player?
I don't know. What's the topic, man? Holler at me. Tell me something.
Well, today's topic is how long should a sexual relationship last, a session? You and her, y'all getting it on. Y'all sweating up appreciatively. Is there a time limit on how long it should last or how long it should end? You know what I'm saying? What's your take on this, big homie? Talk to me.
Okay, well, my take on it is this. There shouldn't be a time limit on how long is it lasting. I mean, I guess the time limit is when her coochie is sore and your dick is broke. That will be the time limit. You can't go past that, so that's it.
Okay.
Now,
can you last that long, homie?
It ain't about how lasting the time. It's about when you out of fluid.
Right.
You out of fluid, ain't see what you can do.
You're right. Okay, yeah,
like
but
when it's over,
it's over. Whose fault is that, though, Hammer?
If it's over, it's over. You know, everybody likes to brag and boast about how many hours and how many orgasms they They causing, but is it really necessary to have a good session to fuck for 18 hours? Is that really necessary? You mean tell me you can't get all the shit you want off in an hour?
An hour suffice. You know what I'm saying? If you know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? What if you're getting your shit off, homie, and you know it's an hour of some garbage? You know what I'm saying? Is you really going to hang around for an hour? You going to get your ass
off?
Oh,
hell no. I could know in the first 15 strokes if it's garbage, I'm gone. As soon as, man, listen. Oh, my God.
I don't think it takes 15 minutes. I think as soon as, you know, the salami is hidden, And as soon as the plug is in the socket and homeboy gets the stroke, and you gonna know it within the first couple of seconds, like, oh, okay, and it's on, like 15 minutes. That's crazy. Like, I don't have that kind of time to waste. You know, after, you know, a little while, whether you're gonna, you know, stay or not.
Okay. Well, I got an inbox here on my computer here. He's listening on the radio, so he wants to ask this question to you, Yaya. He wants to know, what if her shit is just dry anyway? Hold up, that was for Yaya, big homie. He wanted to ask the lady that question.
That's just a full question. What if her shit is just dry?
Yeah, what if it's just dry? Who's, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, if her shit is just dry, then, you know, that's her issue. But if the guy, I would like to think if the guy likes her or, you know, whatever, they got solutions for that. That's what lubes are for. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's what spits for.
Some women have issues. You know, maybe they do. Some women probably can't orgasm. Some women really can't get lubricated. So they have things about that. So it would really take a really mature guy to just be like, all right, we could try to figure some things out. And if that doesn't work, then I don't know what to tell them, but at least try that.
Who?
You know, at least, you know, try some lubes or try, you know, just something to see if old girl can get herself together.
Right. Okay, well, hold on one second. We got Joseph on the line. He wants to come in and give a little input on this. Come on, Joseph.
Yeah, what's up, buddy? What's up? Yeah.
What's up, Big Joe? What's up, Papa Frosty?
I'm chilling.
Hello,
man.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm going in on this one. Y'all got the glitches on. Going in.
Going in, baby. Going in.
Nah, simple. I agree with the big homie. You know what I mean? Man, I'm going to go as long as, you know, man, as long as it takes, basically, you know what I mean? But if I were to give a time on it, I would say about 2 hours.
2 hours, kid?
2 hours, kid, for real. 2 hours, straight up. And check this out, brother. There's some chicks out there, and their pussy is wet. But in the first, whatever couple of minutes that I see is wet, I'm like, all right, I ain't going to stop, though. I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to keep going until I get my shit off, and I'm going to put on my pants, and I'm going to walk out the door. That's it.
Hey, Dallas.
Yes, sir.
I didn't like the way you said 2 hours back to him.
Sometimes you might say you can fuck 2 hours, but you really not fucking for 2 hours. You know you put your sauce in the peppers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then you know
but
you might get your sausage might get dried out. Then you gotta go
session.
In there and you know and eat the peppers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly. That's my
point. Okay. So I say like this. It's really hard to do 2.5 hours with somebody you've been fucking for years. That's for brand new pussy shit. Like that's
nah,
a
nah,
long
nah,
time.
I disagree. It's a buzzer.
Women say chemistry is chemistry. Women can say that because all they got to do is just lay back and open their fucking legs and they can go for days.
That's not true.
Okay. My man just inboxed me with another question. This is what he said. He said, how come she can be worked if a coochie is dry, but the dude can't work if his shit can't get right? Why is there a difference?
Why is there a difference?
Y'all want to slander us if our shit don't get right, but if your shit is dry, we got to get y'all there. You know what I'm saying? Get us there.
I mean, yeah, it goes either way, but some guys may have a hard time trying to achieve an erection. It's all about know who you at. you don't know. Like, I mean, or it can be the person you know. If a person, let's keep it real here. If you're in a situation with somebody, you know if this person is really not turning you on, but you gotta like try to sink yourself into an erection or sink yourself to get wet. You don't need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be there. You concentrate that hard to get that if the person is not taking you there like that. You know what I mean? So if you can't get an infection or this meal can't get wet, yeah, y'all might want to have to look at each other and just keep it real. Like, this is not going to work.
Yeah,
I think we got a lady caller in. She might give you a little backup. I don't know what she might. We got Slim on the line. Slim?
Hello, how you doing?
How you doing, honey? Talk to us, baby. Right. Talk to us. You're on the air with us, baby.
I'm listening to everyone. Well, personally, I heard Joe say, what, 2 hours?
That's what he said.
Yep.
Oh, okay, because personally, for me, I can go longer than that.
Would you say that? Hold on, you said what?
I can go longer than that. 2 hours? That's cool, but see, I got a little freaky in me, so you know, everything got to be right.
She said
2 hours. That's cool,
but 2 hours? Shit, well, I ain't gonna lie. I'll go 2, 3, 4 hours. As long as you're there. I ain't gonna say my shit gonna stay up for 2, 3 to 4 hours. But in between time, we're gonna be doing a lot of sucking, a little licking, and that till I get ready again. You know what I'm saying? To be back at it. Ain't nobody in this world fucking straight 4 hours.
Why not? Why not? Because 2 is the minimum, and all night is I can do that. Ask Joe. He tell you.
Joe was on cheerleading section.
Okay, that's on tomorrow's topic. Blowing niggas spots up.
Joe put a fucking ringer.
Joe, you bringing co-signers in with you, baby? You know, that's not about right. Joe came on there hollering.
He came hype with a cheerleader.
Hey, Joe, we got some feedback in your phone, Joe.
Wow.
No, you still sound like you're talking underwater, man.
Hold on.
That sounds
about right. What about now? Now,
you okay? You good?
I'm going to tell you what it really is. No cheerleaders and all that. They're nervous right now. And,
Say that one more time, player.
I'm a little nervous right now, you know what I mean? Because we're on the radio, and it's kind of personal.
You sound like you're talking in a muffler.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to change
up. Joe, you might have to hang up and call back.
Maybe clear the line
and call right back or something.
Yeah, you sound like Darth Vader, homie.
I sound like I caught him off guard.
You caught him off guard. So, man, you going to throw the man like that, like out there like that, baby?
No, you want to talk, hey, keep it real.
Hey, we all here. We keeping it real, shit.
Right. You said 200.
All right. My women call up, and I got like about 100 of them, 200 of them.
Oh, Joe and Slim. All righty.
Yeah, I'm going to put that in the mental book.
Mm-hmm.
So, big homie.
Yeah.
Now, you were saying, you said you can go all night, baby, as long as she there?
I'm saying, if I'm in the right spot with the right person, and the Henny's in the system, we are limited. But am I trying to fucking do the Guinness Book of World Records to get my point across? I think I can get my point across in an hour.
Okay.
That's great. But what if the person you're with wants to go longer than an hour, and you feel like I already did what I had to do, and she wants to go an hour anyway?
I don't play that game. I'm just saying, in an hour, I can do what I got to do.
Right, okay, we understand what you do, but what about if the person you're with needs more than an hour?
I got him. All you got to do is blow on the candles. It's all good.
my motto is, if you good, and I'm good, you know what I'm saying? But if your shit is kind of whack, come when I come or come when I come back. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's going to be. That's how it's going to go.
I like that. I'm jacking that shit, dog. I'm telling you right now. I'm feeling that shit, dog. That was fly right there. I was feeling
that shit. Come when I come back.
Come when I come or catch me on a comeback. I love it.
That is kind of cute.
Yeah, I know it's kind of cute, baby. Listen up. If y'all want to talk to the homie, y'all call in, baby. Y'all call in 646-200-3838 and press number 1 to talk to me and your girl Yaya, professional shit popper. 646-200-3838. And also, if you go to the website, Blog Talk Radio, with Love, Life, and Loyalty with Stephen Dallas Lawrence, you can also get in the chat room, and you can type back and forth and ask your little questions in there and, you know, go back and forth with the homies in there, too, as well. It's up and working, y'all.
But with this sex topic about the whole bag, Are we up to the whole bag yet?
We told we got two topics, man. We can go left to right, man. Whatever y'all want.
It's whatever.
All right, the whole bag shit. I appreciate the whole bag immensely. If you're going to be sexually promiscuous with your coochie, I love you. And if you bring the special effects with you, I love you more. If you come to see me with the lube, the condoms, the Hennessy, the piff, all in the one bag, before you come in, I'm high-fiving your ass.
Okay, but okay.
Big homie,
that ain't necessarily the whole bag. The whole bag consists of toiletries, condoms, lube, extra panties. You know, hush that she going
to
need in case she's going
to
spend the night out.
First of all, no, not necessarily. Here's the misconception. Whole bag in the first place. First of all, as a woman, you're out all day, you're all over the place. See the things you should have in your bag. You should have some wipes in your bag.
Yes,
you should put an extra pair of panties in your bag just in case, you know, you're a little juicy, you know, shit don't work out for you during the day. That's something to change it into. You know, you should have your little mouthwash. These are things as a lady you should have in your purse anyway.
Exactly.
Now,
and don't have that Vagisil in there, because that should go fuck up a hard on.
Right,
like you gotta have your feminine stuff and your things just to keep you going throughout the day. If you go out after work or something, you need those things in your bag for you personally. You know, if you could feel good, blah, whatever. But then, just in case, also, you never know when you're gonna find up. You might get that phone call that you didn't get for the past 5 months. You know, you might get that call and you don't have time to run home.
Right.
You don't have time for this. You might not have enough cash in your pocket to go to Dwayne Reed and tear down the feminine aisle, you know, but you got all your stuff in your bag, and you can just like, yo, I'm ready, all right, in a minute. All the extra stuff, the condoms, the lubes and all that, you know what, you might as well throw that in there too. Why not? For the same reason.
Okay,
and
we got another. My man in the chat room said, I guess this is for you, big homie, he said, drunk dick don't count. That don't count. For a fucking
to him,
session.
To him, it counts to me. And I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at him at all, but it counts to me. That's my motherfucking whole bag.
Okay, hold on, y'all. We got another caller. We got Tamara on the line. Tamara, you there?
I'm here. Hey, what's up?
Hello,
Tamara.
Huh? State your name and your claim to fame, Tamara.
I'm Tamara, and I suck dick like a beast. What's up?
You talk. Say that one more time.
What?
Are you on Craigslist?
She said my name is Tamara and I do what?
And
you suck dick
like
a beast.
What's up, y'all?
A beast?
Oh, yes, yes. Somebody give Tamara a round of applause.
Tamara, are you on Craigslist?
Thank you.
Right. Tamara, do you happen to be on Craigslist?
Yes, ma'am.
I
want to
thank
God. Ma'am.
For blessing me with the power of not having a gag reflex. No. What's the topic?
The topic of the day is how long should a session last? Is there a time limit on how long a session should last? And also, part two of this topic is whole bags. What's in a woman's whole bag? And should a man definitely at her if she comes to the scene of the crime with condoms, glue, toiletries, panties, anything she's going to need to hang out, you know, overnight or do what she got to do, or keep herself presentable and clean at all times.
If he's looking at me funny, if I got a whole bag, then I'm clearly in the wrong house, you know, shit.
That's
all. I hear a little
pussy.
Accent. I got a little accent.
Jamaican,
where you from, Tamara?
That's that Jamaican pussy
I'm
right
from
there.
I'm from the
VI. You from where?
I'm from the Virgin Islands.
Are you in the Virgin Islands right now?
Right now.
God damn, you might get the award for the week, baby. We got the longest call in for the show here, baby.
The longest distance, baby.
Yeah, we taking this shit on the road, baby.
That's
baby.
Right.
All day. I told y'all I'm taking my show on the road, child.
Huh?
I'm just saying. Nothing, no. No, you say about me. All right.
Taking this shit on the road. Taking this shit on the road.
Hey, Tamara.
I'm interested. I'm sorry.
A good session could be anywhere between an hour to, it depends, because, you know, it might be like a really good 45-minute hot, nasty session, and that might be good. Sometimes you might want to go from 10 to 1. I'm just saying. You never know.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah. You never.
Me ask y'all a question, ladies. So if a man fucked you for an hour and a half and you're not feeling satisfied, so he got to own all that responsibility. Hold on. Let him finish his question. if a dude fucked you for an hour and a half and you still don't feel like you satisfied, how much of that shit you got to own?
Well, okay.
Good question, big homie. That's a great question.
I've had situations. I mean, some women are more insatiable than others. It's really nothing against the guy, you know, but it's like it's been an issue where, yes, it's gone on for longer than, you know, the guy probably expected. And, you know, I see homie a little tired, and it's like, you know, I'll be a little disappointed, but as long as he's satisfied immensely in an hour and a half, I won't hold it against him. But I'm going to let you take a little nap, though. But here's the thing. I'm going to let you breathe. I'm going to let you rock. And you might just fall asleep. You just might. But that don't mean you're not going to get waken up.
I'm going to wake you up. If he fucked you for an hour and a half, apparently he did something right because you let him fuck you for an hour and a half.
I want more.
My point, if it's not good, I'm not going to be there for an hour and a half. Like, I've been in situations where I've had to be like, oh, man, you wore me out, and I'm not even spent yet. You know, like, come get off me real quick. Let me lay down, catch a nap, and hopefully you won't be here when I wake up. But,
Well, you want to put the nigga out, too?
But sometimes the better the man is, the more you want. So it's like, he done tore it down for an hour and a half. You're going to let him live because he did his thing, but you're going to want to keep going just because it was that good. And you know he can last that long. So now you're going to want another hour and a half. So it's a catch 22 for you guys.
Y'all just
good marathon team.
Right?
You know, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, we damned if we do it, we damned if we don't.
I'm not trying to throw my back out and sweat my beard off to please y'all now.
Tamara,
take your rude boy in the back and talk to him on a low. We can't hear you with the feedback in the background, baby.
Ah, the rude boy, God. Wait
a minute. Okay, hold on one second. We got another call on the phone. We have Luscious Lola on the line. Luscious Lola, you want to give your little take on today's topic? How long does the session last, or do you want to talk about this whole bag? How do you talk about
Luscious Lola?
I'm not looking at the time. When matter of fact, I need to hit music, so I'm actually counting how many songs we went through. So, my thing is that I want to say about what is an average song is about what, 5 minutes?
Between 4.5 to 7 minutes.
All right, let's say the song is 7 minutes. You know, depending, because you know Luther likes to croon when the song is over and stuff like that. So I'm gonna give it about a good 6 songs. Now I hear people saying stuff about an hour and a half. You know, I heard big homie saying, you know, how much of that do you own? I'm not saying that a dude is fucking me for an hour and a half. We fucking for an hour and a half. We switching. We doing all types of shit for an hour and a half.
Basically, you're not a lazy broad. That's what you're telling me?
Hell no.
Okay.
So now I'm saying
she can't be lazy or big ass. You can't be fucking
lazy. You know me. You know me.
You know her. 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 You know her.
August.
August. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that whole hour and a half, it doesn't just equal, like, the dude count you out for straight an hour and a half. I know, you know, some of you have stamina and things like that, but ain't nobody going straight for an hour and a half, okay?
Listen, man, so, I got Iris C. Moss and all that.
I think I mentioned Iris C. Moss.
You know, you're only as good as your partner.
I said that. But what I'm saying is that you're not pounding for an hour and a half. You're going to switch. Somebody going to do some ATM. Somebody going to do some PTM. Or like you're
going
down. Of course,
I'm pounding for an hour and a half. Just the session as a whole, an hour and a half.
All right. So what I'm saying is that when you like factor in the time, you're not factoring in. You got to give yourself some credit too. You can't just, you know, be like, oh, this dude got to pound me down. We got to be doing this and a third for a whole hour and a half. Nobody's that good. point me in that direction. Nobody's that good.
Okay, hold on.
And I ain't gonna lie.
Hold on, Lola. We got Joseph on the line. He's calling back and he wants to give his little piece again. Joseph, you there, Joseph?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. Can y'all hear me well?
Yeah, we can hear you pretty good, man.
Okay, we got you now, though.
That's good. Now, who just talking about nobody can do it an hour and a half?
You coming at me, Joseph.
Yeah, I got to come at you because y'all was talking that doodle. That's why.
You can not stop with me for an hour and a half. Let's believe.
Hey, Joseph, you back in the submarine again, man?
You back on that robot shit, Joe.
All right. I hear everybody. Yo, pick home. I need you to hold me down, baby. Hold me down.
I'm with you.
This is what I got to say. I've done it for 6 hours straight. Now, this is it. But check this out. Hold on. Hear me out. Don't cut me off.
6 hours straight.
You ain't give me 10 legs. Can I plead my case? Just like Big Dollar said, you know what I mean? In between them times, somebody going to be giving somebody a head and all that. Look like you were saying
that's
too.
That's what I said.
Nobody doing it like that.
That's what I said. So why you coming at me? That's what I said.
Yeah, I mean, because right now, you're the only one on the scene right now.
you coming at me with some misinformation. I'm actually agreeing with you.
I'm agreeing with
what you said.
He's throwing shots at you.
You staying 6 hours. You ain't pounding out my pussy for 6 hours. You taking a nap. You doing all types of shit. You switching positions.
I don't sleep around
chicks. What?
Where you
doing
like that?
Wait, I'm what?
I'm not taking no nap. Once you stop that shit, swell up
like goddamn, I don't know what. So we just gonna keep this party rocking until it's over.
I don't trust chicks to go to sleep around them. Fuck that.
Nah, we ain't stopping, homie. No, thank you.
My eyes start getting heavy and shit. I'm getting the fuck out of there.
Y'all bugging.
Let me ask you this question, Big Joseph. Let's go to part two for this. You were around for part two. So, Joseph, you took the young lady out to dinner, right?
Yeah.
You're in the restaurant eating.
Right.
Her bag drops on the floor.
Right.
Out her bag drops some condoms, some lube, some panties, toilet paper, deodorant.
An anal plug.
Are you going to look at her as being a promiscuous hoe, or you look at her as being a clean lady?
Wait a minute, that's what's in the hoe bag?
What's in your hoe bag, Lola? But let's ask Joseph this question. How would you feel about, how would you feel? How would you look at her, Joseph?
Wow, man, that's kind of confusing. If the lady jumped all the stuff out of the bag, and when I look about her, would I consider her a hoe and promiscuous? Well, yeah, no, man. Nah, I wouldn't say she a hoe. Nah, that's a classified as being a hoe. Nah, I really can't. She's promiscuous. My man, she just calling my number. Trying to tell me something. That doesn't mean she a hoe.
She might just have that shit in the pocket from the last date. Don't think she calling your number for that, man.
Well, what are you talking about the anal plugs and all
that? That's big homie, man. You taking a left.
Big homie?
Big homie. Don't listen to
homie. I wasn't telling on himself. That's why I said that. I wasn't telling himself. Nah, she's not a hoe, though.
Okay,
what?
So Lola, let's see what's in your whole bag, Lola.
My whole bag? I tell you, a pocketbook with my panties in it, my toothbrush.
I can't speak a little cloud. Talking to the mic. You're not talking to the mic, right?
I don't carry shit like lube and condoms and all that stuff.
What do you carry in your bag, Lola?
My panties.
That's it? Just panties?
Yeah, my toothbrush, some wipes.
That must be a big ass bag.
He wonder if you have any soap in your bag, Lola.
Any
the nigga ain't got soap in his house? I ain't hiding from nobody. I ain't gotta come home smelling the same.
If you got your panties in that bag, that must be one big ass bag.
Y'all crazy. Aw,
man.
Yeah. I don't care. And you know what? It's funny that you said that. I don't care all that stuff just for that reason. I don't want to be pulling out. quota ammunition and stuff. Like, I got it. No, I got it. But, I mean,
give me what?
I don't know.
What's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
You're a Cancer? That's why.
This is a Dallas show. This is not a Dateline, Joseph. Where's Slim at, man? Put this thing in check right quick. Where's Slim at, man?
I'm a big guy.
Where the fuck is Slim at, yo?
One at a time.
Where the fuck is Slim, yo? This nigga trying to pick up motherfuckers and shit.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this question, ladies. In y'all session, let's get grown adults here. In y'all session with a man, how many positions can y'all put a nigga in, or can he put you in that session? How many positions? I base my shit on positions too on a good session. I might put a bitch in 4, 5, 6, 7 different positions. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I'm not letting these chicks put me in any position they want me in. My shit gotta be strictly masculine. If you do anything with me and it looks suspect, I might choke a bitch.
But what's not masculine, big homie? Well, you'll tell me you're a missionary type man, are you?
Nah. I'm all that. What's that? What was that? I'm with all the I got this sex book, right? And in some of the sex books, they got positions when chicks is riding men and the men lays in strange positions up in the air.
You talking about the Kama Sutra book?
Yeah.
I'm not doing none of that shit with my shit in the air.
Wait a minute. First of all, let me explain something to you. If you're getting it good, you can't control what the hell your legs are doing. Your legs will stick up. They will rise up, they will shake, they will do whatever. So if a girl is doing what she got to do to you, if she pop that leg and you raise that leg, that don't consider you no bitch. You having
Lola,
a good time.
Lola, it's clear that you haven't seen this Kama Sutra book. Because some of that shit in that book is suspect. And I'm not doing it.
How's this suspect, homie? They showing a man and a woman in the position. They're not showing two men in the position, homie.
Yeah, but listen, in the position where the dude is laying on his back, the chick is riding him, and somehow he got his legs around her neck. You ain't doing that to me.
So, ladies, big homie is a dead fuck, y'all.
Call it what you want to call it, man.
Okay, right? So you're saying the other way, like if somebody has to paint, right, big homie, somebody has to paint, right? So you ain't gonna lift your legs up?
That's not what I said.
Okay, we are going to be loud and clear now. Is Yaya there?
Yeah,
she on
yeah.
there or she's gone?
I'm here.
Okay.
Joseph.
That was Joseph.
Joseph in the Holland Tunnel.
Yeah. Okay. What I'm saying to you, Lola, is this. There's positions in this Kama Sutra book where the dude somehow got his legs around her neck, on his back. I'm not doing that.
Well, I wouldn't do it either if she had a strap on her, but if she's sexing you, dude, what's the problem?
I can't co-sign that.
Yeah, no, about this position. She forwards or she backwards?
She's front. She's facing you on top. She's
squatting
over him.
She's leaning forward.
She's squatting over him like she's riding a dick. But somehow his leg is over, like on her.
Yeah, because you gotta have a real big penis for that to happen. All right, that's a big penis move. Okay.
I'm not saying. It's not a penis issue for me. It's a position issue for me.
You just letting that be clear, big homie?
Yeah, I don't got the problem with the dick size. It's just that it's just like some things where a woman should say, well, you know, or with people in general, like, that's just not for me.
Yeah, that's good.
So what is for you, big homie?
Because
all I hear about is you complaining, man. What is for you, big homie?
Look, I complained about one thing, nigga. What I'm saying is, when it comes down to positions, I'm with all of them. But I'm not into the suggestive shit where it could look like you used to put your legs around motherfucking necks. I'm not doing that.
I always thought that was automatic. I always thought your legs went where they needed to go automatically.
I'm saying, listen, there's positions that it could be suggestive that looks kind of feminine for a dude. And
who's gonna tell?
Listen, but it's only you and her in the room, though.
Who's gonna tell?
Next thing you know, she's trying to pop a thumb in my ass. It's, I'm not going there.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Ayanna, where you at? Where you at? So you can say you're lying. Where you at? You ain't gonna fuck with no bitches that's gonna do no ratchet shit to you without your permission.
Hey, listen, y'all don't fuck girls. Let me tell you something about girls. I fuck girls. And two, you choke a bitch, she don't know what you allowing her to do. Because sometimes chicks just run with shit, and you gotta say, hold up, bitch, what the fuck is you doing? Am I right, Dallas?
Yeah, you're right.
You're
100% right.
I'm trying to stick my finger in my booty hole now. That's crazy.
You're not. But
there's some of them out there, though.
Yeah, they out there. Until you choke a bitch, she going to go full speed.
Okay.
All right, so what you're saying is once you choke a bitch, she's supposed to stop?
She will when she stops breathing.
Who stops after the choking? That's when it starts getting better.
Yeah, right.
Some women like to get choked. What do you do in that situation?
That choking shit ain't no threat.
Yeah, I keep choking them.
You keep choking them.
Yeah, I'm with
that
the
choking. That ain't choking. That's strangulation.
GQ Palace does not condone choking bitches. This is... been brought to you by GQ Palace and Love Life and Loyalty. Do not condone choking bitches. Thanks, management.
Yeah, I'm with that choking shit. I had a chick tell me that shit made her come crazy. When she come in and she disorientated and she lasted longer. And I choked her harder.
Look at our left show
I just you pass the fuck out, then you catch a charge.
All right, so the whole handbag situation. So wait a minute, you don't expect the girl like to wait? I don't understand this whole bag thing. Like, I know what it is, but I'm saying like, you mean like on a first time basis, they shouldn't come with the bag? I don't understand.
No, my
when
bag.
When is it appropriate for you to bring the bag?
No, my bag stay packed, and like I explained earlier, you probably didn't tune in. That stuff is for me. Half the stuff that's in that bag is some shit that a woman should have.
Well, this is my opinion. Personally, throughout the day anyway, your wipes, just little things to kind of just keep you on the up and up. You know, you're out all day. You got to block that. You can't see walking around.
You have no wipes.
You know me. Like, you can't see walking around peeing and sweating and caring all day. You ain't going to block your shit. No. But you got to handle that throughout the day. So it's like, okay, you have those things and... If you happen to be somewhere and your bag fall and some shit fall out, come on, homie. Like, I know you're not looking at me crazy because I got this shit in my bag. I can see some damn dildo handcuffs and shit fell out of my bag.
Yeah,
it's like,
what I'm
okay.
Now, what happens, Yaya? What happens when I come to your house, Yaya, and I got my little bag? We're on a first-time date, right? I got a little bullshit. I got a little bag. You know what I'm saying? And my shit fall on the floor.
Right.
And my motherfucking deodorant fall out, my toothbrush, all that. You look at us like, you think you're spending the night, nigga?
I'm thinking you're trying to smash. I'm thinking you probably came from somewhere else. You probably either came from somewhere else or when you leave my house, you're going somewhere because you don't know if you get no ass for me or not. You might be just prepping for your next date or just came from your shit.
Why we can't look at y'all like that then? What the fuck you doing? Bitch, you ain't spending the night. We going to smash and you get in the cab because I'm not getting my car right back home. You going to get in the cab.
Get the fuck out of here.
I don't go home, homie. That'll never work for me. Like,
huh?
I don't get sent home, so I don't really know what the fuck, you know. I'm waking up in the morning.
I'm sending your ass home. I'm telling you that shit now.
I ain't coming to your house then, Negro. You got the wake up sending me nowhere.
You won't wake up on a porch. That's all I'm saying.
You're so romantic. I swear, you are so romantic.
I'm just saying, I have a problem with chicks and me when I'm asleep because I have a couple of my comrades that got murdered in Broad's crib when they were asleep. And that's a phobia.
Well, listen, what kind of
big homie. What kind of bros are you and your man's fucking with, man?
You were,
you know,
basically.
This is those days, Dallas. This is back in the, this is back in them days, Dallas. You know, those are those
now
days.
Now who you with?
But you know, some habits are hard to break. You know, like I work. I'm a what's that? I work. I'm a family man. But I still look in my rearview mirror. I still make 19 turns before I go home. Is there some habits are hard to break?
Yeah, like bowling with your socks on. I know.
Yeah. I'm sure they ain't coming off either.
So,
right.
So you trying to tell me if you run into one of them fucking sessions, we have like a 2-hour, 3-hour session, and you fucking dead, you ain't gonna fall asleep? What the fuck are you falling asleep, big homie? Niggas fall asleep. I ain't gonna lie. A good session? Shit, man. Put a cup of my mouth and put
neck.
Me to sleep,
you
nigga. Eat some warm milk. I'm good.
You fall asleep in it.
Yeah,
yeah,
but I'm trying not to. When I feel my eyes getting heavy, I'm trying to get the fuck out of there at that moment.
So that means you're gonna be holding back. You ain't gonna be concentrated.
Yeah, you're not enjoying yourself.
Sufficing the lady, man.
Well, I'm not going to be falling asleep in QG. It's usually when there's that down period when you ain't fucking. That's when your eyes start getting heavy. And I start, yo, hold on, I got to get the fuck out of here.
Yo, I've done that many times.
You
tell
me that like a real wet towel in the sack, baby.
Yeah. You telling me that when you nut, you ain't going to fall asleep in it?
So stupid, man.
No.
A good nut is going to make you fall asleep in it?
I'm not falling asleep in coochie. That's don't happen. That's like a crackhead falling asleep in a crack house. That's not going to happen. I love pussy. I'm not going to sleep in pussy. I'm saying when the fucking time is up and I finish fucking and I feel my eyes getting heavy, I'm not going to say, oh, let me just grab 20 minutes of some sleep. That shit ain't happening. I'm not doing that.
So you ain't
I have a phobia.
You don't cuddle either.
I cuddle? The fuck, bitch? I ain't fucking...
So if you cuddle, it's a 98% chance that you will fall asleep when cuddling.
All I'm saying is, Dallas, soon as I find myself nodding out, I'm on the next train. That's all I'm saying. If that should interrupt the cuddling, bitch, you cuddle this.
Okay, hold that thought, big homie. We got another call on the phone. We have Tiffany Monique on the phone. Monique, you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, we're here.
Hi, Tiffany Monique.
Hi. I don't even know what y'all talking about. I was like, a little bit.
Tiffany, you called in. This is your third week calling in. And you press one and don't know what the topic is about.
I kind of know.
So from now on, whenever I hear Tiffany, you will not get clicked in.
Y'all be talking about everything else besides the topic, so whatever.
I'm just saying, you seen the link on your page, didn't you? Seen it on my page, you seen everybody else's
wall.
I'm pretty sure that you read it.
Okay, what's the question now?
How big is your pussy?
How big is your pussy?
How long should a session last? And also, what's in your hoe bag? We know you got one, Tip.
What the hell are you laughing at, Lola? I really don't have a hoe bag, really. I mean, it's okay to have one. It's good to have one, but
So when you go to your shorty house, you don't bring nothing with you?
Trick question.
I was probably already at home already. So
you dirty motherfucker. You don't bring nothing, you dirty motherfucker. You a dirty motherfucker.
I'm not. Most likely, I'm not. I mean, if I do spend the night, I mean, I'm getting up going home the next day. So, I mean.
So you're
going to
marinate. You're going to marinate
in the day. All night. Okay. Okay.
No,
now,
you going to marinate in the jizz. That's what you're telling us. You're marinating in the jizz.
No. I'm saying if it was really like that, I mean, you could get up and take a shower there. You don't have to have a whole bag. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you using my shit to wash your ass?
No, I'm not.
I'm saying,
I don't know about this shit.
I'm just saying, because not all guys use Dove. What if he got Iris spring in his shower?
Yeah,
your cool cat going to be on fire with that.
Exactly. So if that's the case, then I just go home. And, you know, I would just go home in the morning.
Yeah,
so
take your ass home.
You're going to marinate in the jizz until you get
home. Well, I'll just go
marinate in the jizz. You nasty.
It'll be my shit.
Tiffany, Nicole, Michelle, whatever your first five names are, you nasty.
Okay, whatever. And
answer part one. How long should a session last with you?
About that's okay. good, I think. I mean,
you think?
Any, like, yeah, I mean,
any less
long,
is unacceptable, any more is great, are you saying?
Yo, 2 pumps is unacceptable, 10 pumps unacceptable, but, I mean, usually that's kind of how it is the first time. Not saying that's, like, with everybody. I'm just saying sometimes. Oh, my God. You know what? I'm getting off the air now.
What the hell is that in the background?
I turned that on.
What? That's somebody's stove or something. I don't know. But, I mean, 35, 40 minutes is good because at some point, like, you getting tired. Somebody's tired around. So,
or they get drunk or they pass out. You know, one or the other.
Yeah,
one thing
well,
about Tiffany, she may not be the cleanest boy, but she's real honest. I like that.
Oh, shut the oh, for real, big homie.
I'm just
joking,
baby. You ain't wiping down a coochie on a regular, but you real, though.
What? I'm just saying, you don't have to, I mean, most likely, I'm not, like, going over somebody's house, like, on a late night tip, so unless I really already know. So I would be already coming from home for the most part. You know what I'm saying?
Your whole bag is when you're over there, Tiff, and then
right,
you finish
right.
doing what you got to
do.
Cleaning up, cleaning up yourself, like wipes and shit, that's what we're talking about. We know you're going over there clean, but you can't go over there with no smelling coochie, you know, we know that.
I'm just saying, but like if that's the case, then if I know I'm like going somewhere like that next morning, if I know I'm spending the night, then I would bring something. But just to be having one, no, I don't just have one in the trunk or whatever.
You only packing the hardware if you're spending the night. So when
I
come in your face, in your ear, in your nostrils, I got cum in your hair, cum everywhere. You just walking out the house looking like an ashy mom African.
No, I'm that don't be happening. Anybody coming all up in my face and hair and everything.
You can't block all the jizz. You can't. You gotta catch some of
yes,
that.
Yes, you can.
You can't block
yes,
it off.
Yes, you can.
You can block it off.
You don't have nut everywhere. Like nothing about to be everywhere. I'm just saying, it's like. For the most part, everything is cool. Your hair might be a little fucked up, but other than that...
And if you're a freak, you're a swallow anyway, so it shouldn't be nothing all over you anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know.
Okay.
But that's enough for me.
I don't know, but I like to see that shit all over your face, though.
This dude's hair, man.
Wait.
We're talking about
whole
bags.
Whole
bags
and how long the session could last.
All over your face. All over your face, baby.
Yeah, well, I
said
it could last at least an hour and a half.
Okay, now what if he comes fast, Lola? Are you gonna give him another chance to redeem himself that same night? Or you
yeah,
feel
I'm
like
feeling.
Him?
Yeah, I'm feeling. Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
High five,
yeah,
Lola. High five, Lola.
I'm feeling.
Me too.
You gonna get up again?
Okay, hopefully. Now what if he can't get his shit up the par?
He can.
Huh?
He can, and he will.
I like that confidence. I love
she
that confidence.
Not no drunk penis. Don't do that.
Hey, watch your mouth. All right, nasty?
That's kind of like, yeah, like, you're not going to wait till a dude is, like, pissy-ass drunk before you give him some.
Exactly.
Okay, but
y'all have two hands for everything.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all be like, hour, 2 hours, blah, 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 blah. Then, when a nigga want to come up with some drunk cock, y'all be like, nah, you can't get into this shit with that drunk-ass cock. Y'all want to fuck all night and all this shit. Y'all need to make
no,
it
No, I don't say that. What's wrong with the drunk stuff? What is wrong with
huh?
the drunk stuff? The
drunk
stuff?
A lot of women complain about that. Talking about
yes,
drunk,
they
take too
yes,
long,
they
and you got to come quick and all this other shit.
Yes, they
no,
do.
No, come quick. Drunk, they
yeah.
don't come, though. I mean, it's hard to. It takes longer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind, but please believe when my coochie is getting a little sore, I'm like, all right, now, that's your damn problem that you're drunk and you ain't nothing.
No, that's your problem.
That's your problem.
Word up, but why you gotta keep using your coochie though?
Exactly. TC's young girl something, Lola. Speak up. TC's young girl something, Lola.
I'm here. I'm some dick. It ain't nothing wrong with sucking some dick afterwards. I'm just saying, like, that shit is not, it's hard to make them nut when they fucking drunk. I don't know. That's for my, you know, that's just me. You know what I'm saying?
You're right, Tiffany Mooney. This is hard, but if you got it, if you got the fight in you, then fight on.
Hold on, y'all. We got a lot of callers that called in. hold on. We got a lot of callers that called in. We got a lot of listeners, but they didn't. They're not pressed. If you want to talk to the host and the professional shit Papa Yaya, please press number one. Call in 646-200-3838. Press number one if you want to talk to me. Or if you just want to hear Lola and Ray on the phone, then just listen up.
They
if you
want
to talk to Big Homie, press 69.
I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you that that's what it is. Like, you, I mean, you're there to do a job. What the fuck? Get the job done.
Well, yeah,
okay,
I mean, you try, but at some point you're like, shit, my fucking mouth hurts. My coochie hurt.
Oh, man.
Everybody
oh, man.
Girl, get
so you're a fucking sex. Complainer. You're a fucking complainer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I talk about me.
What?
I talk about me. This nigga right here.
Y'all need to go together
then, because
that whole shit.
My mouth hurts.
My mouth hurts.
Oh, so y'all fucking mouth don't ever hurt? Come on. Like,
no,
yeah,
I
got a chick
dog.
All crazy.
I ain't going to complain about it, though. I ain't going to complain about my mouth hurting.
Your mouth won't be hurt if you shut the fuck up and just shut the dick.
I don't say shit. Shut up, big homie.
Your mouth won't be hurt if you just shut the fuck up.
I don't say shit. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, you don't know.
Dito. Okay. So, we have a new caller on the line that wants to chime in and let us know what you think about women who carry whole bags and how long is too long or too short during a session. Anyone?
Well, we expanded on this conversation quite a bit for us, the few quarters that's here. I wanted to take this whole bag shit a little further. Like,
go on.
What is the classification, really, of a hoe? everybody got different meanings for the word hoe. I don't know what a hoe is to you. To me,
hold on. We got another call on the phone. We have
okay.
Michelle on the line. We have a lady calling. Michelle, you there? Michelle, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi,
Michelle. Hi.
Hey, baby.
What's going on? Ooh,
yeah,
I'm liking
Michelle,
this.
What would you like to speak about today, baby?
I'm trying to get in on y'all conversation. I'm hearing, so I'm joining in. And
okay, well, look, the question of the day. Well, how long should a session last? Do you have a time limit on your sessions? How long it should last, Michelle?
It depends on the person themselves. I mean, I don't a half an hour, hour. It depends on you yourself. To me.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, well, half an hour and a hour is two different things. That is a half hour is good, but an hour, oof, a nigga throw his back at
me.
Man,
I'll say like
half
this.
I'll say like this.
Is better than a bullshit 60. Good Lord. No
yes.
Sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
my
you
motto.
Know, I feel like this. Sometimes a man can come quick, but it's up to you to get that shit back up again. You know what I'm saying?
All
yeah.
I'm saying
you
is,
do.
All
you
got to
work
is,
with it, you know?
All I'm saying is
I'm
going to take you through the... I could take you through the drive-through, but you'll still be full, motherfucker. Just because you go through the drive-through, just because you go through the drive-through, that don't mean you can't get full because you went through the drive-through.
Okay, it depends on
like
what the drive-through. Right? I mean,
I ain't with that
you could take me through
shit.
The drive-through, but once the car get in the garage, I mean. What you pump? How much gas you got to pump? How much gas you pumping?
Yo, the fast food was a metaphor for the sexual experience.
What?
Instead of sitting
no,
down to dinner, it's hard to tell.
Shut up.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, all right, but if you pump your gas too fast, then there's up to meter round it back up. Like,
I like that.
Right. Okay,
I like
if you
that.
Can't get it, if you can't get it back up, is it our
there's
fault?
There's something
or
wrong
your
with
fault?
Homie then. Something is
oh,
wrong.
What's
wrong with him then? He better whip out the Viagra or something. Like,
oh. I'm done.
No way, right there.
Yo, y'all don't like
that
right there. What the hell?
Like,
yeah, I like that one. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Y'all dumb. Now
yeah,
who you with?
All right. If the dude. If the dude comes in there
and he's slinging dick like a motherfucker. 45 minutes go by, and he comes. And now...
How many minutes?
45.
Well,
okay.
No,
you're good.
Silence, pause. Listen, if he done did this thing with 45 minutes, he came. Now, he want to get back. He's like, all right, man, come on, get me back. I'm ready to go. And you can't get him back up. That's his fault?
If he's ready to go, then he should be able to know how to get his own shit back up.
Yeah,
if he's ready
to go, that joint is already halfway
exactly,
out the door.
Exactly.
Whatever y'all
all
say.
All we
got
to do is be with it to get him for the rest of the way.
Oh, right. Y'all not going to ever take responsibility
listen,
for y'all part.
Listen to this. The trick is to not let him come. When you know he's at that raw rise that he want to get it off, you got to stop that. Because if you stop it, he could last longer.
Yep. They normally stop it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But that's right. When you have a female
that's
been on a lazy man, if the man want to be lazy,
but
the dick can't go that long.
We can't control it.
I don't want
to stop
the first one.
It could be
controlled.
I don't
want to stop the first one. The second one is the bomb. I want to get to the second one as soon as possible because that second one is where I kill you. The first one, get that out the way. Half an hour.
Hey, that's
one,
what I'm talking about. All right,
that's why,
okay.
That's
you can come in 3 minutes, but
go to the house anyway.
You got
to
go longer than next
house.
Round.
Then I go to your house.
Hmm.
Hold on, y'all.
Hold on.
We got Rich Money on the phone. Rich Money, you there, Big Rich?
What's going on, Steph?
What's up, Big Rich? Holler at your boy, man.
I'm just getting on. What's up, everybody?
All right. What up, buddy?
It seemed like I had some unpleasant polish.
Yeah, you had black women. You had black women.
Can you repeat it to me again, Steph? I think I heard something about a hoe or something.
No, we were talking about
right.
We were talking about hoe bags. Yeah.
Okay,
what
did y'all consider a
whole
bag? What's a whole bag?
Rich, is it?
Rich is the one that screamed on you the last 2 minutes,
So the question is this, Rich. The question is this. You're out on a date with a young lady, female, hoe, whatever. You guys are out. Her bag hits the floor. Some things falls out her bag. Maybe some wipes, some condoms, maybe a small bottle of H2O. You know, just little things here and there.
About
the bag. How would you view her? Would you look at her like she's promiscuous or like what? What would you think if all of these personal contents fell out of her?
Well, I would be like, what are you, trying to get your freak on or something? Because first of all, you got the condom falling out. You got
she might want to be safe.
Because to me, a female is not going to have condoms when you go out unless she plan on doing something.
Exactly.
So
you don't
me,
know, what if she just had them in her bag? They could be old. What if she just had them in her bag?
Condoms?
Wait,
just
so,
to be safe?
Okay, just to be safe. If you're being safe, you're trying to get some tonight. Why are you going to walk with the condoms in your bag?
Okay, let me answer for the question, Big Rich. Now, what's the difference between when the men walk around with a condom in their wallet?
Exactly.
Okay, that's a good point. Now, I would say this. If a man walk around with a condom in their wallet, they looking to get some. But if they have it in there too motherfucking long, they got issues. That means they ain't getting none. They ain't trying
but can
to
I
get
say something?
True
what if,
story. True
what if
story.
A woman is out at the club and she got a little condom in her bag or whatever, and she gets a phone call? You know what I'm saying? Just
it's
in case he's not
well,
prepared,
she just,
she's prepared.
Well, she persuading herself as a knockoff. That's all.
No, not true, because what if it's a man calling or somebody
a
else
man.
He normally deals
what
with?
Real man, all right, let me ask you. What real man you know going to let that woman walk out the house with condoms in their bags?
No, but what if they don't live together? She's at the club with her girlfriends, and he calls
right,
her.
Right, and
he
calls her and
tells
her, come over,
house,
to come
baby.
Over tonight.
All right, I put if he tells her, come
you
over,
know
he's going to show her.
Some of y'all
okay,
never prepared.
Okay. If he told her to come over, he was telling her to bring those condoms, because ain't no real man going to let her, especially go out with her girlfriends, with condoms?
He don't know she got condoms, though, Rich.
Oh, he knows she got condoms.
No, he don't know she got a condom. He don't know.
That's what I'm
she
saying. He don't know. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He don't know she got condoms.
And what if she
told
him because I figured you was going to call me so I came prepared? What if she said that?
That's some. You can't what? You can't prepare. Ain't no goddamn you can't prepare. What is you? What do you mean you can't prepare? You're supposed to be at a club with your friends. I'm
right.
You
want to
tell me you got condoms
sometimes
in your bag because you
to
can't
the club
prepare.
And the stripper's there. You're feeling a little under, you know, a little roused up. You want to make a phone call, little baby. I want to come through. You prepared. You got a condom. That's safe. That's for being HIV, STD.
Stop
that.
No.
Okay,
so
Rich, basically.
You know what that is? That's being ready.
Okay,
so
that's what
you
would do. I believe everybody should walk with a condom at all times. That's what I think. I don't think
that's
nothing wrong with walking with a condom. I really don't.
That's
right. At a time. So, yes, Rich, you would give her the side eye.
Huh?
So you would give her the side eye if those things fell out of her purse.
If that was my girl,
you
would
look at her being a clean
not
fraud.
Not your girl, whatever. You just on a date. If these things fell out her purse,
if we on a date and they fell out her purse,
yeah,
I'll be like, yo, so what you planning on doing? What you got on your mind? Because first of all, and any, I'm sorry, but any woman, that's like somebody had. It's something that somebody has said before. I'm explaining to you. Do a real woman walk around with condoms in their purse?
Why not?
Yes. People say for safe sex and all that. No. If you're in a relationship with somebody, if you're in a relationship with somebody, no. If you're going to meet somebody and you got them in the back, you're looking to get something.
What about if you're dealing with the person that, what if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're still using condoms? Because I'm in a relationship with somebody and we use condoms all the time. So,
well, you don't
try. But he tried to come in his house, too.
See, that's different. How long have you been in a relationship with them?
4 months.
Well, of course you're going to use condoms. We're going to use them.
All right, so how can it get mad at if you're going to use condoms?
If I'm saying this, if you meet somebody you really trust them or whatever, some people don't use the condoms right then and there. You understand? But
what?
What
if I happen to be walking in the street and somebody passed me some condoms and I took them and I put them in my bag? And I just so happened to
put them
in the bag.
Put them in your bag for what?
Put them in your bag and pass them to you on the street. Come on, I can't wait to go to movies with this nigga. Y'all think I'm my friend? Y'all ain't think about going to no damn amusement park with us. Y'all think about smashing when y'all first look at a nigga face.
Exactly.
Okay, everybody's doing that. But we don't need you to. My thing is, we don't need guys feel like they got to go through this whole thing. And when they take us on a first date, automatically they feel like they're going to get something from us.
Right?
Not all guys, but me.
Not all guys, me.
Not all guys.
Even if we know we're going to smash or whatever, we feel like we're attracted to you that way, it's kind of a turn off after the first date or halfway through the day. Y'all start throwing little hints and start bringing up certain conversations. Automatically, you know, don't say nothing. To me, that's a turn off. This is what you do, fellas. I'm going to tell you what to do to get some snatch on the first date without turning off.
You don't got to tell me I get pussy when I want it. I don't need the fucking help.
You got a main girlfriend?
For me?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this? A fan? Hold on, this shit tap? Hello? Hello? Perfect, but the chicks that shut me down, fuck them. It's all about the chick that said.
That's the ones that turned you down, because you know they're not about that.
Who gives a fuck? I'm trying to.
But why you feel like you gotta get some after the first date though? Like,
That's nasty.
What happens if you get someone on the first date
and he don't fucking do what he's supposed to do? Then what?
If he don't do what he's supposed to do after the first date.
If he don't do what he's supposed to do on the first date,
he deserves that noise.
And it's one of them fucking two, and he's a fucking two pump chump.
Then
what happens?
Yeah, but listen, I'm being honest. Yes.
Big homie, why don't you just pay for some pussy then? Why you go through all that?
How do you balance out
me trying to fuck you versus me trying to fuck the paid pussy? That doesn't fucking match up.
What's that again?
It don't match up for me to try to fuck you versus some paid pussy. Those two things ain't equal.
I mean, I'm just saying, you going through all of that, and you don't know if you're going to get someone or not.
I'm going through all of what?
At the end of the night, you want to fuck anyway. You might as well pay for some pussy. Why go through all that? First of all, I'm not paying to make you feel good.
You bugging the fuck out.
That's what the fuck you doing. You going out spending your money, taking her out, whatever the fuck y'all doing to get some. So why don't you go through all that? Let me put it in my pocket.
He's not paying to make you feel good because he's saying he's going to be the one that's doing the damage.
Even if he takes her out,
he's still spending his money. That's regardless.
Cue the boo music. At the end of the day, men are trying to make it seem like they ain't coming out your pockets. You all coming out your pockets.
Hold on,
you're taking her out, you're getting her liquored up, you're feeding her, all that. You're coming out of your pocket. So you might as well just not even do all that money, honey, that you're spending on this meal. And let's just go where we're going. Insulting my intelligence, taking me out, talking me to death when you know that's not even what you're here for. Don't waste my time, sweetheart.
I'm with eating. We could both enjoy eating and having a conversation. I'm with going to the movies. We could both enjoy a movie. I'm not with giving you money so you can go fucking give it to Big Homie.
No, I'm talking about for the guys. I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying in general when guys go through that whole taking you out, don't even go through all that. If you're not genuinely enjoying my company, outside of you trying to get some ass, of course, but if you're not genuinely enjoying my company and you just want to go out and hang and build up that chemistry and all that, don't waste my time. If you're trying to get me on the first date after spending a couple of dollars, you're going to get shit on. I'm going to look at you like it ain't got nothing to do with me spending money trying to fuck you.
I could walk in a fucking
$1,000
break.
Hold up. I didn't say nothing about no money.
I'm
speaking in general, big homie. I'm not talking about you.
Listen,
I'm talking about him.
This is how I move. I'm going to walk in the park with you holding hands, and we have a great day.
I don't want to walk in no park.
Let him talk.
I mean,
let him talk. Let him talk, Tim.
Okay. I mean, what bitch you know going to be like, okay, you want to go to the park and give you some ass afterwards. Get the fuck out of here. You want to spend some money. What the fuck you talking about?
It's a hypothetical, you know, wet wipe carrying motherfucker. It's a hypothetical. Hypothetically, we're going to walk in a park and have a great time.
Let him
and
talk.
At the end of the night, I still want to fuck you.
Exactly, but
truth be told, the dude that walked me to the park probably get it before the dude had taken me out to dinner. That's some real shit.
Listen, first of all, y'all ladies can't tell a man how to do his thing. I mean, you do what you do, and you shut him down when he comes to you with the wagness. You didn't shut him down. But this is how some dudes operate. Listen, you holding on to the pussy for the next date or whatever, it's not changing my perception. If you tell me no the first date, I still might go out with you on another date. But if that's that, I'm not going to stop trying to fuck you because you said no.
You
that's
just said the bitches who don't give you no ass to be like, fuck them. What are you talking about?
Not
you just
every
said,
chick. Not every chick. Not if you're the
you
fucking seven.
Right, but,
if you're a seven, if you're a seven, if I'm on a date with a seven, and she say no, I'm like, what, bitch? Chick, I'm out of here.
But at the end of the day, you about to be spending some money to get some ass. That's, I mean, that's
why you keep going back to the money spending ass? You talk about straight up dumb fucking.
It
ain't got
unless
the money. The money
problem.
The money problem,
y'all.
The money. The money problem.
Jesus.
The money. All right,
big homie, you made your point. Miss Lady,
I want to say something. The money is not a factor. I'm not saying about I'm cutting the date short and I don't want to spend money. That's not the factor. All I'm saying is that if in my heart I want to fuck you, I'm not holding on to these thoughts, sitting there playing with my broccoli and shit. My dick is hard and I'm scared to say, what's up with the pussy? Nah, what's up with the pussy? I want to know.
Stop that.
Okay.
What's up with the pussy?
Right. At the end of the day, everybody wants something.
Exactly.
Everybody wants something, and you do what you do to get it, and that's that.
But that goes with the old rule. With the first couple of minutes that you meet somebody, or being with somebody, you already know whether or not you're going to get the first.
Exactly. So why are we playing games? Why are we playing games?
Well, that's
fine. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't got, that was my point when I said you even got to go for all that, homie. Like,
right. Thank you. What I'm going through, I'm not going through nothing. You can't bring that back to you. I'm speaking in general.
I'm just saying with men in general, they go, some of them go through all these extremes to try to kick game and try to just do all this shit, acting like, and then when the girl give it up, they feel like, oh, yeah, because she was open. Because, nah, it ain't about you. We're going to let you do all this dumb shit that you're doing because you look stupid. And that was cute, too, and we ready. But if you, if the chemistry is there from the gate, you ain't got to go through all that because he's going to do it for you regardless after the fact. It's going to keep going.
I don't want you to think that I want to be your stage partner. From the introduction, I want you to know I'm trying to fold your ass up.
Okay, and it'll keep going if it's good. Because don't think because you ain't hitting her so much, she ain't looking at you sideways thinking your shit is whack, and she glad you ain't calling her ass no more. So it ain't
but
really all about
really,
the man all the time calling the shots like, yeah, I hit
her
and I broke up. You might be doing that bitch a favor.
I don't really care after I'm finished.
But you should. You should.
Why
you should,
should
because
care?
Because if your shit is whack and you running around and that's your MO, you gonna have a trail of bitches looking at you crazy and half the bitches that's turning the other cheek on you probably know your shit is whack.
All right,
so they probably just like, I'm good.
Hypothetically, if my shit was whack, after I fucked you, you can say what the fuck you want.
The next couple of chicks you come across, they may have heard through the grapevine. It's this big wild nigga running around here trying to sling dick to everybody. Watch out for him. He whack.
Why you got to be a big wild nigga, though, y'all?
Because you sound big and wild.
That's what I'm saying, though, y'all. You don't fuck chicks. Let me tell you something about chicks. They don't give a fuck about those rumors. You
they
do.
They don't care about those rumors.
If somebody spreads a rumor about this nigga's dick is whack, if the chick want to fuck this nigga, she don't care about that rumor.
She
want to investigate.
She try to fuck that rumor.
You know what I mean? Rumors I heard about little dick niggas, and I see these things with new bitches all the time. Dallas,
they probably got long paper, though.
So what? Who gives a fuck? Why?
Well, it's a reason, though. Nobody's going to come to me and confirm and say, yo, Yaya, don't fuck that nigga. That nigga, big trash. It's some type of confirmation, somebody I trust or whatever. I'm not hitting that. Oh, really?
That's you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a lot of smart bitches. Nobody's going to get a notch on their belt for nothing.
Do you fuck bitches? Do you know?
I'm talking about if a woman heard a rumor. There's a lot of women.
I fuck bitches. Let me tell you how bitches are.
Big homie, you said that about 20 trillion times. We know you fuck bitches.
They don't care about the rumors. They're going to go with it. And a guy don't care why she fucked him as long as she fucked him. His paper could be long. His tongue could be strong. He don't care at the end of the day. You want his resume.
It goes both ways. Two girls, it's the same thing with niggas. A nigga can tell another nigga that that bitch pussy whack, but if she give him the pussy,
he's still
going to
hit
it.
He's going to hit it.
I don't want no rat dick nigga in my company.
Huh?
I don't want no rat dick nigga in my company.
So every time a girl, if a girl tell you a dude is whack, that don't got to be some hate. She never saying that shit because she don't want you to fuck him?
Yeah, but I ain't going to be the one to find out. I'm not going to be the one to find out. I'll wait for somebody to tell me a nigga got good dick before I go.
If a dude tell me a chick pussy is whack, and I'm attracted to that said boy, I got to investigate that. I just can't take his word for her. You could have been whack, not her.
Yeah. Well, that's also true. Like, if a dude, because it could be a situation where the girl just wasn't doing her job, so, you know, she going to blame it on him. And be like,
and how would you know? Because you believe in the rumor.
First of all, if a bitch that I know tell me that this nigga dick is whack, I ain't fucking him anyway. You don't fuck him already.
Right, you're in the circle.
Yeah,
So it's not the whack dick rumor, it's just that he's been hit already.
You can't tell me that a nigga dick is whack. I'm going to ask you how you know.
Right. So what I'm saying is, the rumor ain't stopping you. The fact that he's been hit already is stopping you.
Both.
Good point, big homie.
Both. I mean, like, you can't, like, yeah, you gotta, I mean, what you gonna
do? Hey, Dallas, have a rumor ever stopped you from fucking abroad besides the fact that somebody said she's burning? If a dude says
never.
She's burning, nigga ain't touching.
Unless he said she was burning or had some kind of some other shit, I ain't smell other than that. I don't care.
Who gives a fuck about the rumor? Nobody really gives a fuck.
Unless I know she's going to give me some action, you know what I'm saying? It never stopped no show before.
Right,
exactly.
But we were saying that if you see her with her accessories falling out her bag and you automatically look, because I'm thinking.
Well, you know, it goes both. I ain't going to lie. It depends on the mood I'm in or situation or where we at.
Right.
Or whatever
right.
It is. It depends on, you know, how I'm going to look at it. You know what I'm saying? If we're in an upscale restaurant or somebody. It all depends on the situation.
We're not going to eat on Wednesday and go out on Friday and you think you're going to get some pussy. That's just not how it works.
And it all depends on what really falls out of our bag.
Not a real
you know
woman.
What I'm saying?
Hey,
yeah,
Dallas, I
don't care how drunk I am.
Wait,
I'm sorry, what was that equation?
I missed that. What was that equation? You're not going what?
I said if I meet a nigga on Wednesday and we go out on Friday, he ain't getting no pussy.
Well, what day are we going to get the pussy?
And let me explain something to you. Some bitches already getting sick. Some bitches already getting sick. You ain't that thirsty for no dick to be like, I'm going to fuck him on Wednesday. I just Friday. I just met him Wednesday.
It's not
you don't believe in one-night stands?
Exactly.
I never had a one-night stand.
Okay.
I ain't never had a one-night stand. All my dicks supposed to last more than 24 hours.
So you never fucked a dude on the first time you met him?
No.
What about the second date?
No.
Thursday?
I mean, this, yeah, go on, nigga.
Nigga, we must be hanging out every motherfucking day or something. You thought Thursday. Nothing bullshit. That's real.
I ain't gonna lie. I had a one night stand, and I did something with somebody on the first night, and that nigga ended up being my baby father.
Okay, holla. Holla.
That's not a one night stand.
Michelle, help me, wasn't your baby father on the first night?
It probably was. The way that nigga was kissing me, I wanted that. I think I seduced that.
Hey, Dallas, yes. I got two people that text me that they can't get in because of the admin, the lady in charge of the phone line.
Huh?
Can I put some people
I got
on?
Two people. Yeah. I got two people that called me, text me, and said they trying to get in, but the lady in charge of the phone is in slow motion.
Oh, I got somebody on. I'm going to have Goldie on the line. Just got to text. Goldie, you there? Is that one of the big homies?
Yeah, that's
of
it.
Of course.
That's us.
Goldie, you there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here. Here I am.
So speak up for all your peace. What's your claim to fame, honey?
No, I'm just chilling. I'm just observing.
Okay, so what's your take on this topic we got here today? How long?
It's unfortunate. I just got on the line. It sounds interesting. What's going on?
Okay, today's topic is how long should a sex session last? Is there a time limit on how long it should last? Do you put a basis on it? Should it last more than 10 minutes, 5 pumps, an hour, 2 hours, blah, blah, blah?
As long as you get the job done, I'm good. It depends on who it is, what the situation is. Sometimes it calls for 5 pumps. Sometimes it calls for a few hours. That's it.
So you mean to tell me if he makes you...
No, I've never had a 5 pump, though, so I don't know.
Okay,
let me fix that up.
You just said that. I'm going with what you said.
No,
said
let me fix that up.
And he satisfies you. That's a bad motherfucker.
No, yeah, that would be bad, but I haven't experienced that yet. But, yeah, no, it just depends on the situation. I've never really thought about that. I didn't know that was the topic, but that's interesting.
Okay,
okay, also, Goldie, do you know what a whole bag is?
A whole bag?
Break it down for what a whole bag is.
Pretty much, let me ask you this. What is in your purse? Let me ask you that. What's in your purse?
What's in my purse right now?
When you leave your house, don't give her any examples. When you leave the house.
No, he knows. He knows me.
Right. What is in your purse?
A gun.
A 9. Lip gloss. Money. A couple of Miller nips. No, just a couple of little mini bottles. A couple of Magnums. And
Magnums isn't condoms.
Other things. Yeah, just a couple of other things like that. You always got to be prepared. I used to be a Girl Scout.
So you have a whole bag, okay?
That's what a whole
bag.
There
you go. Oh, and always an extra pair of underwear.
You're still talking about
some white. That's a down body chick right there, big homie.
Hey, go.
Yes, yeah.
Hey, you just met me a few years ago, about 5 years ago. We party hardcore in Charlotte, and I'm the rudest motherfucker in Charlotte. But does
it
work for
reckless.
Me?
You're real reckless.
Do it work for me? Do I get laid?
Yeah, I just don't get how this happens. Like, I just don't understand how this happens. Because you are really reckless, though. You're really reckless.
But do it work?
It works for you. Yeah, it works for you.
Thank
I can't
you,
even deny that. That. It works for you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
It works.
Well, anything goes in the country, Shep.
Hold on one second, y'all. We got a lot of people that called in the show. Hold on. We got a lot of people that called in the show. We need you to press 1 to get in. We need you to press 1 to get in the show.
Okay, well, then you shouldn't be judged by him for having a whole bag, then, right?
No, it's not even that. I mean, you I just feel about you should be prepared. Yeah, you're supposed to always be prepared.
Right. Yeah, my bag is reckless, and I'm not into nothing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Whatever.
Bag is very. I'm not. My bag is reckless, and the people that's around me daily know I'm not. That's been my complaint for a little minute. Not into nothing, but my bag stays. Shit, my cup runneth, and that's just me.
No,
I keep it.
Yeah, like you can
keep my bag filled.
Your girlfriends, you have all that stuff in your bag. You know, you might not go home.
No big deal. It's no big deal. It's really not.
Nah, I'm shit. I ain't, that's why I would pretty much look at you as a clean broad. You know what I'm saying?
That I mean, that's how I feel.
I don't see nothing wrong with carrying and amount of protection. I just don't see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, ready at all times, prepared at all times. That's how I look at it. Hold on, we got a lot of calls on the line. Press 1 if you want to speak to the big homie. Press one, you want to speak to Yaya. Press one, you speak to Lola, her big ratchet ass.
Wow.
Press one, you want to talk to your boy.
Why me? I'm... Oh,
yo, just own it. Just own it. Just own it, Lola. Just own it.
I got to own the ratchetness.
Just own it, man. It works for you.
That's it.
Well, she's gone.
I'm saying.
Hey, Go.
What up?
All right, so I got a question for you, Go.
Yeah,
hey,
I got a question for you.
Hey,
I actually...
Don't get like Joseph and have your women call in to co-sign your
this is not
that type of party.
No.
Okay.
That's my nigga right there. That's my nigga right there.
Yeah.
So, Go.
Yeah.
If you got a guy... And he comes to the crib, and I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to go there.
Why are you about to use a real-life situation? Yo, he's about to use a real-life situation that has to be
I'm not even going to do it.
This is a public forum.
No, because
it
makes me look bad.
It.
Just like there's something wrong with me, and I'm not.
Oh, no, we don't judge.
We don't judge.
No.
This is an open forum. We don't judge on
this
show.
This is a fresh wound for me. He knows this.
Yes. Hey, Dallas.
He knows.
Dallas.
Well, this is why we're here, to comfort you, baby. Talk about it.
Dallas, I got you, Dallas. Hold up. I got you. Dallas, if a chick tells you, yo, I got a honeycomb hideout, I got a stocked up bar, drinks and condoms over there. Come over, and you come over. What's the plan? What's the plan, Dallas?
If she calls me and tells me, come by the crib, it's stocked up with drinks and everything
that's
else.
That's a crib. That's a crib. She said, come to my honeycomb hideout.
Her down low crib.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And she tells me to come over there, I'm going over there, I'm thinking we smash her.
I'm starting to think. No, because I was like, yo, is it me? Like, I get good action every time. If I want it, I can have it. Something weird was going on with this dude, so I'm not going to go into it a little too much, but... We drank and talked like I was Dr. Phil, and then I was like, all right, well, it's time for you to go. Like, I had other things to do. I'm not understanding what exactly happened.
Let's get this, Goldie. So you call him over to smash? Did you call him over to smash?
I mean, it was an option.
That was your intentions, though, right?
Yeah, it was definitely an option. Like,
so what happened? Did you wait on him to make the first move?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah,
I mean, didn't I make the first
millennium.
Move?
This is 2012.
Yes.
Why do you not wait on a man to make a move?
Well,
I'm lying. He might have been gay.
Besides telling you to come to the honeycomb hideout.
Right, you tell him to come over to the download to the smash. Shit, he should have been.
That's the first move, Dallas. That's the first move, Dallas, right there.
Yes.
Hello? What did you have on?
Well, it depends. This happened three times with the same person.
Three times? Damn.
You know
first
why?
Time,
I,
shame
I,
on them.
You know what it was? It was shame on me. But the problem is, and that's what, what are you calling yourself on here today, Frankie? Nitty? What's going on here? Big homie?
Big homie.
Okay. All right. So, so he's like, you're not supposed to deal with this type of person. He's a lame. He's a square. He's shy. This is not your type of person.
True.
So, but we also kind of had a little bit of a friendship, so I didn't want to be, you know, he asked to come back. He called me and asked to come back twice after that. And still,
why did you let him come
back
the third time?
Because she had hopes on. She liked him.
Dumbass.
She liked him as a person deep down inside, and she was hoping that he wouldn't deposit some penis in her. And the dude was scared to death.
Wait a minute. Why though, Frankie? Is there something wrong with me?
No, I think that the dude was intimidated by success. So you got big cars, you ice out, you do big things. I think he was scared.
If I invite you over, then what the fuck does that got to do with anything? What the fuck? Why
I don't know.
I told you.
I told you the first time. I can't do the door. I put my dick straight in your mouth from the door. Right. See, I wouldn't say nothing.
Yeah, that's wow. But yeah, I'm just like, I don't understand. Yep. So I don't know.
I don't know why you brought that up.
That's what I told him. He is though. He's very nice. And he's very polite and all of this bullshit. And I said I was looking for that type of situation. Frankie said, "You're not. That's not your style. That's not your style. And that's why you're fucking not succeeding.
Well, you listen to Big Homie, and your ass is going to be ratchet and
single. No.
God damn, y'all, thank you.
Hold on, we got another phone on the line. Wait a minute, though. That's wrong.
But if she had listened to me, it wouldn't have happened twice.
Yeah,
hold on,
true.
We got another phone on the phone. Should we have Crystal on the phone? Crystal, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay,
hi,
Crystal. How are you, honey?
Hey, hi, Crystal.
Hello.
Sound sexy.
I'm a Scorpio.
Okay. Look,
what's in your
whole
bag, Crystal?
I don't have a whole bag. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you why bitches walk around with whole bags. What's up with that?
I couldn't hear you. There was clapping going on. Say that one more time, Crystal.
Why do you clap? What happened?
Oh, what I said was the reason we have the whole bag is because when we're ready to fuck, y'all ain't got no fucking condoms. What's up with that?
Whoa.
Well, hey.
Who ain't got the condoms?
You heard what I had in mind.
Why do
never
we have to provide
never.
Them? Why do we have to buy them? We don't have dicks.
Right.
But you have a pussy.
You're right about that, but what I'm saying is y'all are the ones who always have the intention to fuck anyway.
Sometimes
so why do
women
have to bring the condoms?
Why? Because your money spends too.
You full of shit.
I had
an altercation the other day. I was hot and fucking ready. Dude got a dick. I have a pussy. Why the fuck did he have a condom?
Why didn't you have one, damn it?
You just
hold up.
Yeah, you answered your own question. You said you was hot and ready and everything.
Oh,
why didn't you have
no,
one?
No. He had intentions on fucking too. So what's the problem?
That's why you need to carry your whole bag. You would have to go there.
That's
cool
right.
Problem.
Exactly.
Right.
Y'all whole bag kind of got to have two condoms.
It's just about being ready. You ain't say you had to use them. If he got them, let him use his. But goddamn, what happens when shit like that, when he don't have one, you got yours to fall back on.
Ain't no nigga ever got any.
What if he got just one and you want to go twice? If you'd have had yours, y'all could have went
twice. Why would you have one, though? That's crazy.
Well, I'm going to get my shit on the first one anyway. I'll get it with or without him.
Yeah, because I'll have to wash that shit out anyway. I don't give a fuck. I'll wash the shit out. I don't give a fuck.
That is so fucking nasty. Just use a sandwich bag, dude.
Hello?
Yeah.
Just wash that shit the fuck out. I don't give a fuck.
Oh
wow.
God.
Okay, so Crystal, you sound like a country freak. How long should your session last?
I am
last?
A country freak.
How long should
you
your session
Where
last?
You at?
Crystal?
Oh my God.
Crystal, ask your question, damn it.
Earth to Crystal, come in, Crystal. Earth to Crystal, come in, Crystal.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
How long should a sexual session with your country freaky ass last?
Let's see. Is this a quickie?
No, I said a session.
No,
a quickie is a quickie. A session is a session.
Yeah, exactly.
From, let's see. 30 minutes to no more than 3 hours, because after your pussy start hurting, that shit ain't cool.
What?
Yeah.
Your
that
pussy
is not
start
cool.
hurting
it,
in 20 minutes.
Why the fuck don't y'all feel that shit? Do you not feel it? I mean... Or is it just us? I don't know.
How can we feel your coochie hurting you? We can't feel your coochie
well,
hurting you.
Well, you know what? Y'all probably fuck the bitches with no walls anyway, so she don't never get tired.
I like that crystal, girl.
Listen. Even if your shit start hurting and it's still wet, shit, it feel like the same. It feel better.
I don't think coochie could hurt when it's wet.
That's up to the man. Hello?
Yes, it is.
That's up to the man to keep it wet. They got to know what they're doing.
And that's up to y'all to keep us up. So, you know what I'm saying?
That's up to the man to keep us wet. If your pussy gets dry, start farting. It's a problem.
Exactly.
Well, listen, I had some pussy that fart. It was wet as a motherfucker. Said shit.
Exactly.
I know when it farts is dry as hell.
I don't think coochie farts when it dries. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it does. What's wrong with you?
I don't
that shit start drying up and shit start farting.
I don't think it's possible to be dry and to fart.
That means you've been going for a long time.
To be
I don't
dry
know. Steph
and fart.
Might be fucking them bitches with that discharge. You don't fucking know.
You got the host? Are you
somebody
the
get Crystal a cape like James Brown. Somebody put a cape over Crystal like James Brown.
You want to put a coffin cover over her ass? She's putting me against.
You can't talk to Steve Harvey like that. Steve Harvey, don't be talking to you like that, Steve.
I'm just saying, when you go down there and lick it, you need to check out what's going on, for real. Rub it on your white tee or something.
Make sure your coochie is taken care of.
If it needs an antibiotic, please, by all means, go and get one.
Okay, I got a question. And y'all ain't going to answer this question correctly because y'all women. But why, when y'all shit start smelling funky, y'all don't smell it?
I don't know who the fuck. Y'all must be everybody, not me.
If you don't smell your own shit,
something's
wrong.
That's next week's show, big homie.
Okay, I ain't going to go deep into it because I know it's just...
How you don't smell yourself? That's the same shit I'm saying. Bitches be lying. Like, how you don't smell yourself? You smell yourself.
I wouldn't even know how to answer that because I've never had that issue before.
Like, how you don't smell yourself?
You one of them. You are one of them niggas that be lying. I never had that issue before. You are one of them lying old niggas.
Oh, no, sir.
Your shit be smelling like sausage, too. Once in a while, your shit
smell
like sausage.
Don't smell like that. Hell no. Nah.
Hold on one second, y'all. Hold on. We got another caller. We got one more caller. Lavina, you on the air?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Lavina. How are you doing tonight, honey?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm having a good time, actually. Crystal, you are funny as hell.
Crystal's about to get... Crystal, lucky I'm not working the damn switchboards. I'd have been cut her ass off.
I love you. I'm sorry, but I'm just... Okay.
Yeah, Crystal ain't shit. I said it. Disrespect the host and shit.
Lavina, do you have a whole bag?
What happened?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said, do you have a whole bag?
No, I don't have a whole bag.
Well, get one.
I don't have a whole bag. I kind of feel some kind of way. I mean, all these women on here have a whole bag. I don't have a whole bag.
So you don't go to your man house or any dude that you ever dealt with like a
it's
thing
not
in
about
your bag.
This is where y'all getting it twisted. It's not about the dude.
When you go
to his house and you stay with him, you just have your extra stuff to keep you clean. That's what it basically is. It's not like going there to fuck the nigga and, you know, it's about keeping yourself clean. That's what really it is.
Throughout the day,
Okay, but where did the condoms come in from? Because in my pocketbook, I have, like, the feminine stuff for the regular female. But you don't got no condoms. No, I don't have any condoms.
So what the fuck are you doing?
I leave that up to the man. Come on, you're supposed to supply the condoms. Why have to buy it?
And that's why you mad now, because you don't have the shit.
No, I got a man. There's a difference. I don't need condoms. I have a man.
And if they don't got none, they need to go to the store and get some.
Exactly.
You go to damn Michelle again. Michelle, I'm about to cut your ass off the line, too.
Michelle just came from the cut somewhere. Where the hell have you been, Michelle?
Listening in.
She got
people,
one
you
more
get
time.
It twisted. Whole bag off a hoes. I'm saying whole bags are for hoes, but if you just got something with feminine wipes and shit in there, that is cool.
That's for ladies.
Y'all,
one at a time, y'all.
A whole bag is not
necessarily when you know you want to jump off. A whole bag is the feminine shit that you carry in your purse throughout the day. You mean every time you wash your pussies when you're going to get some ass? No. Throughout the day, you're going to want to wipe yourself and kind of just, if you're not home, you're going to have that shit in your bag. You're going to walk around with it. Whoever, I don't know, whoever said they had condoms. I got condoms in my bag.
But she said, if you got condoms,
I got a bunch of shit.
One at a time, y'all.
She said, if you got condoms in your bag, you go home.
Okay, y'all have
no, not necessarily.
Chris, what's her name? Crystal's saying, I think it was Crystal. She's saying, hoes have whole bags.
Leave that
in there. You're saying. What? That you don't have to be a
hoe
to have a
hoe
bag?
A hoe bag is just a term. This is what they call it. A hoe bag. You have your feminine stuff, your
right.
Coochie, your stuff between your coochie.
It's just the terminology
just a term.
For it. It's not, it doesn't mean that you're a hoe. It's the terminology.
You can
it's
have
like
whatever
a,
you want in that bag as long as it's, as long as it's feminine stuff. You can have whatever you want in your hoe bag.
Okay.
You know, your lipstick, your brush,
like,
not whatever.
You know what I like? I like whoever said they have those shot bottles in their bag. That's what I
want. That's me.
That's
me too. Yeah, I keep shot bottles in the bag.
You know, you have your little flask. Your whole bag is your bag, your lady bag, whatever you want to call it. You have
yeah,
the shit that makes you feel good in that bag.
But Chris,
one
yeah,
of
I think,
say,
oh, well, my whole bag is my purse then, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
okay,
that's what I put in my purse.
Okay,
one of them ladies
said
that. So one of them ladies said that if y'all got condoms in that bag, y'all hoe. That's what she said.
That's
right.
Not good.
I said that. No, she did. She said only hoes have hoe bags.
Yes,
so
she
that's
did.
Why I said, what does a hoe bag consist of then? Because I have my own personal bag, but it has feminine.
That's your hoe bag.
Yeah, okay, cool.
That's your whole bag. Your whole bag has whatever you want.
Condoms and fucking dildos and shit. But I got a question, dude. Why would you trust a female condom? I mean, it's a lot of bitches out to get niggas these days. What the fuck if she poke holes in the bitches or something? Y'all so anxious, y'all didn't even check the shit.
It's same thing with us. Y'all don't check our condoms. I'll bite a hole in the tip of that motherfucker when I put that bitch
but
in the coochie. That's just all the way back to my balls.
You're
not going
to make a baby,
though.
You're not going to catch a nigga trying to make a baby that quick.
What the hell would you do that, guys? That's just ratchet.
I know a lot of bitches that's out for fucking meal tickets. And
no,
if I was fucking brought home, put a hole in that shit with a fucking needle and get this nigga for all he fucking got. I mean, really.
Well, try it.
It only takes a punch.
Well, try it.
Try it. That's what
you
do is try it.
I'm,
you know, let me tell you. Your little plan going to have you on Facebook.
Oh, hell no. I don't have no fucking plans like that. I ain't having no babies for nobody.
The chicks that do that are going to be on Facebook crying about a deadbeat dad.
You're damn right.
Somebody is falling out.
A little piece.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let me ask you a question. In this bag y'all carrying around, the stuff that's in there, what shouldn't be in there? What would be a red sign?
A dildo.
A dildo
shouldn't be in there.
Because
if you're putting a dildo in there, then it's
wrong. Some girls running little bullets and shit, miniature bullets.
Yeah, the bullets.
Toys, handcuffs, you know.
That's a whole bag.
Bedroom props do not belong in the whole bag.
What?
That's a whole bag. That's what I consider a whole bag.
You know, what are you walking around with all that stuff for? You just walking around willy-nilly with hands just in case you want to cuff a nigga. Like, that don't really make no sense.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a whole
other level. Your whole bag is your personal feminine bag. The worst thing that
can
be in a whole bag is condoms.
Is nothing wrong with
it. I'm saying.
Y'all
look at me differently if I came to your house and I pull out my motherfucking, my little bag and I got condoms. I got a pair of drawers in there. You know what I'm saying?
Care.
I got some deodorant. Y'all look at us like we fucking retarded.
Here's my thing. I heard lube. I'm still up in the air about lube. You walk around with lube in your bag?
Yeah. It might be true.
Yeah.
Why?
Why would she walk around with lube in her bag?
A little miniature one, a little travel size? Shit.
I got a miniature one in mine. What the hell?
You know what I'm saying? Y'all look at it. Y'all don't know it's lube. Shit. Bitches walk around with that shit all the time. It looks like a fucking some when you sanitation shit. And you
yeah, my sister
stuff.
Did that
hand
shit, sanitizer? And I wanted to put the shit on my lip.
Sanitation shit. Well, put on the music.
It might be sanitized, like a little sanitizer
right.
or something. You know what I'm saying?
That's sanitation.
You can't
shit.
Tell
you
that nigga
sanitation
that
shit
is lube.
That shit
no,
was like Vaseline. I put it on my wrist one time out my sister's bag. I was fucked up.
Sure you
was. What you doing with your sister's bag?
No, she didn't have bag. She normally has like Vaseline and shit in there for you to put on your lips. And I went in there and put the shit on my lips. And it's probably been all up her ass. I don't fucking know. I'm like,
it's too late now.
We got some hoes on this line.
Yeah,
no
y'all don't know how to fucking act. None of y'all. We
no
don't off clean off topic. Clean off topic. Y'all talking
no,
about
we
all
still,
type of
we
shit.
Still talk about the whole bag and what's in it.
What you expect from hoes talking about whole bags? Can I say something?
You know what, big homie?
Whoa.
Why are y'all walking around with a hoe bag?
Where's Goldie at? Where's Goldie at?
I didn't say that.
I'm right here.
First of all, let me ask you something. Let me ask all y'all females something right now. Hold on, Rich.
Rich always got to come on for the last 5 to 10 minutes, get his shit off, and haul ass.
Let me ask y'all. All y'all talking about, y'all don't want to be called hoes, but y'all want to walk around with a hoe bag. I love it. And I like a hoe.
So you shouldn't get mad if a nigga call you a hoe. Because you're walking
like
around
hoes.
With condoms in your bag. You're walking around with panties. You're walking around with wipes. So why would you
no,
get mad if a nigga say, all right?
I said, I don't walk around with panties in my bag every day. When I'm going to a nigga's house, I put panties in my bag, and I put whatever I need in my bag when I'm on my way home.
Okay, you put panties in your bag. Why would you have a condom already planted in there?
I ain't seen nothing about no goddamn condom. We got condoms there.
So where's the female that was talking? All right, where's Crystal? Where's Goldie? Where's
y'all
female?
Right here.
I'm right here.
Yaya is here. You want to ask me something?
I'm right here.
Who's that? Crystal?
I'm here.
All right. It was either Crystal or Goldie that says in their whole bag they got the condoms, they got the panties. They got the
wife. I didn't say that shit. The only reason I have panties in my bag is if I was going to the gym and I took a shower or something.
All right, so my main thing here is,
wipes,
why would y'all get mad? What's the difference between a hoe and a bitch?
Nothing.
What?
I love them both.
Get your ass down somewhere. You ain't making no sense. Sit down.
I love both.
You said sit down. Put that shit down.
Oh, Yaya said it. Yaya said it.
Yeah, all right. Yes. You know, it's about to be on, Yaya.
Let's do it.
First of all, where did the whole bag hold
the difference
come from?
Between a hoe and a bitch? Hold on, you asked that.
What's the dirty hoe bitch?
The difference between a hoe and a bitch?
Why she gotta be
attitude.
Dirty?
A bitch is personality wise, a hoe is sexuality wise. That's the difference. You could be a bitch and you ain't a hoe. You could be a hoe and you ain't a bitch. Most hoes are nice any damn way.
Well, if you're walking around with a hoe bag, you a hoe.
So what, Rich? I don't like your tone, Rich.
Rich won't get no ass, clearly. So, let me break this down to you.
Let me break this down to you real fast. I done been there, done that, so I don't need to do it no more because I'm happy with mine. You understand?
I'm not co-signing that shit.
There you go.
That's most niggas that get bummed. That's their story. I've been there, done that.
My thing is, doing that is done already. I did that already.
What
you know what I'm saying?
Getting buns now. Nobody said you had to get all the buns. You still probably
right.
getting buns from
right.
one
right.
bitch.
Right, right. That's what I'm doing.
What are you talking about? We ain't talking about you running around. Why would you get ass?
Why would I go out there and
Rich, are you Answer the question. Are you getting ass?
I get asked every day. I get asked every day whenever I want it. I could get it right now while I'm talking to you.
So get it and shut the fuck up then.
No, I'm not going to do that. Because you're a nasty ass walking around with the condoms in your bag.
Why is that nasty? Why isn't that being prepared? Listen, are you kidding me?
You're the one that walk around with the condoms in the bag, so you in need for some dick. That's why you walk around with the
condoms. I am in need because I'm not a hoe and I don't get it on the regular. Shut up, nigga.
No, I'm being, that's my word. Listen to me.
That's all I love.
kids.
Okay, y'all, it's been a real night.
Kids.
You've been Love Life Entertainment. Love Life Loyalty with your boy Dallas and Yayo as a host tonight. It's been a great show. Sign off, baby. It's been Butter Baby. Holla at your boy. See y'all next Monday. Later.
Get some ass, Yaya.
Yeah, we pop some bottles and throwing them dollars up. And VIP, oh, hit it. I'm sipping on Patron. I'm six ladies with me. I'm partying all night long. I feel my grown man shit like this. I feel my grind. I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it. The money ain't no topic. And that's why I'm turned up like this. Oh, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man. We get money, pop the bottles. I'm on my grown man. We getting money, pop the bottles, and we shut shit down.